Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we do have two guests with us, Julia McNeese and Norma Reed. And we're going to hear about a harvest sale coming up. And Julia, we're going to start with you because you're one of the buyers. You really work with the gift shop. You know what's going on with the gift shop. So tell us about this event.
Yes, Sandra Jensen and myself are the gift shop buyers. And we are having our harvest boutique sale tomorrow, Thursday, November 10th, from 7 a.m. in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. I've already been asked this morning why we start so early. Well, that's for working people who can stop in before they go to work, or hospital personnel who are getting off work. That's kind of the time they're leaving. The sale will be in the West Lobby at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. And this sale is not just for hospital personnel. It's for everyone in the community. And the sale will be 20% off of total purchases. That is items in the gift shop. We do have just a few exclusions, which is postage stamps, gift certificates, paperback books, phone cards, and greeting cards. And otherwise, everything otherwise will be discounted. And do always remember that there is no sales tax on the items that are purchased.
Kind of a little bonus. And another bonus, of course, is you know you're supporting some good stuff when you go to the hospital. Now, are you going to have some new items out? Is this the time you kind of showcase some all of your shopping results?
That is correct. We've had a few Christmas items out, but we will have a lot more Christmas things out tomorrow, and even gift items. I mean, we have gift items for all ages. So it's a great time for people to start Christmas shopping. And let's face it, that is just around the corner.
A few weeks away. Again, I almost hate to say that, but it really, really is true. Now, which door should they come in? Which is more convenient to come? Where should they park? Where should they come
in? Well, what I refer to as the West Lobby.
Okay, that's where you're going to see patients, right?
Yes. Yes, where the coffee shop and the gift shop is located. And it's right there also by the hospice wing. Would be the – otherwise, if they come in some of the other doors, they have a long ways to walk.
Longer walk. Yes.
So
you can get your exercise in before you do a little bit of shopping.
That's right, but the West Lobby.
Okay, so. Very good, and you'll have a – because you're putting it there in the lobby, you'll have a lot more space than just in the gift shop.
Yes, and of course, we don't have room to take everything out of the gift shop either. So all items in the gift shop also will be on sale. So they need to tour both areas.
Okay, we want to visit with Norma a little bit, but I may come back and ask you about more some specifics about some of your favorite things that you have there in the gift shop. But Norma is the president, and we were just talking about almost the outgoing president of the Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary Group. And so you've sort of been guiding the ship, so to speak, Norma. But let's talk first about membership. Who can be members, and how do you become a member?
We are looking for new members to join our auxiliary. Dues are just $5 a year. We have a lot of fun and challenging events throughout the year. You can decide to work as much as you want. The minimum is one day a month, or you can work as much as you want to. The inactive members are $5 also. You just belong, but you don't have to work. They are still valuable members of our organization. Some of the things coming up besides our great gift shop sale is December, we have an employee Christmas tea. We also decorate the tree in front of the coffee shop for the Christmas holidays. October, we gave to the food pantry. We had 6 boxes of food that we gave to the food pantry. Our big money maker is the soup and salad luncheon, and it's in April, and that's our big money maker.
But, of course, the gift shop profits also go, so that's just one more moneymaker. But,
yeah,
like you say, the biggest one is the luncheon.
Yeah, the biggest one is the soup and salad luncheons. If you'd like to join, please contact the coffee shop at the hospital. We'd love to have you as a member. We are the ladies in red.
And the men in red.
Yeah, and men. Yeah. We do, and they're very active, too. Also, feel free to call Darlene McConnell, who is the membership chairman, or myself if you would like to join. We'd love to have you.
And I think it's great. Well, first of all, $5. I mean, where can you spend $5? It goes by so quickly. And that's for a whole year membership. And then to have that choice of, well, you can be as active as you want, or you can just say, this is my support, and that's it.
We love to have both of them, yes. active and inactive. Yeah. They both are big. And all of this will help. We have a 3-year pledge to the new hospital, and we hope to give $30,000 per year for 3 years, or $90,000. And this will provide the carpet, the furniture, lots of things that the new hospital will need, and we are going to provide it for them. So we have a goal.
Yeah, I guess you do have a goal. That's a pretty big goal. But I know that in the past, you've donated a lot of money for equipment and all that sort of thing. So I know you can make that. Julia, that's one of your jobs is to make some money, right?
That is correct. We of course, have to spend a lot of money in order to make money, but that is our goal. And
how do you decide, Julia? You have such a variety and such nice things in the gift shop. How do you decide when you go to a market what to bring home?
It's very, very difficult for Sandra and I, because it seems that she and I, our tastes are the same. And, you know, we'll be saying, oh, well, yeah, let's get that, but no, let's don't get that. And then every once in a while, we just have to stop and collect our thoughts and say, hey, everybody doesn't like the same thing, so you do buy a variety.
Yeah, but and, of course, that's Sandra Jensen, and she's off somewhere today, or she'd be here too. But I know you guys put a lot of work into putting all of this together.
Yes.
Now, so, you know, you said you like the same things. What are a couple of the new things that you're going, oh, this is something I really, that's going to be on my list to buy?
Well, a lot of the Christmas items that we got this year are very, very nice. And I just came from there, and we just got in some little teeny tiny gift bags that are just darling for small jewelry items or pair earrings, you know, whatever. A lot of the scarves seems to be a very, very popular item this year. And
purses still are in, right?
Oh, yes. And we have a great, great variety of purses. And believe it or not, some of the purses are finally not quite so large, which we've had a lot of requests for.
Yeah,
yes.
That's
and,
a big change.
And we do. We have a suggestion box in the gift shop all the time for people to drop in ideas. And that's one of the comments that we've had in the past. Can't you get smaller purses? So
okay.
It's a little bit easier, but yet there still are a lot of oversized purses mm-hmm. out there. But
mm-hmm. Okay. What are the hours of the gift shop on a regular basis?
On a regular basis is from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon, and that is Monday through Friday. And then it is open on Sunday afternoons from 12:30 to 4.
Okay. In addition to gifts, you still have, I think you have candy bars. And
oh, yes.
In
the
like that.
Yes. In the coffee shop, Elaine Martins does the purchasing for that and does a fantastic job. We also have an ice cream machine that in warmer weather is very, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then another item in the gift shop that Millie Miller does the purchasing of the greeting cards and does a fantastic job. And let's face it, where can you buy greeting cards nowadays for 90 cents? So,
no place that I know of right offhand. So,
so we have a great variety. And,
okay.
and yes, there's
yeah.
candy bar, there's gum, there's chips, there's a variety of things available.
So tell us again, tomorrow, this is a one and only day sale, correct? For this
special
correct. Harvest sale
yes.
and getting ready for holidays.
Yes.
The times are?
7 a.m. in the morning to 4 in the afternoon.
And 20% off on almost everything.
That's correct. Okay. Almost everything.
So if you're looking for a nice little gift shop to go and find some unique gifts, this would be a good time to do a little shopping for yourself or for those holiday special gifts.
That is correct.
Okay.
And we look forward to seeing a lot of people tomorrow.
Great. Well, we want to thank you, Julia McNeese, and to you, Norma Reed, for coming out and visiting with us about the Hospital Auxiliary and the special gift shop sale. Next time, here's a thought. Volunteers, like you, are love in motion.